Are manger scenes in public, in the public square, constitutional? We're going to talk about that right now with Tom Brekka, who's the founder and director of the Thomas More Society, which is based in Chicago. For Vocal Point, I'm Jerry Newcomb. And Mr. Brekka, it's a pleasure to have you back on the program.
Well, it's nice to be back with you, Jerry, indeed.
All right, now, nativity scenes are being found in different places, even including state capitals around the country, and of course, they're always being challenged by the ACLU and their ilk. Comment about this. Are they constitutional?
Well, they're absolutely constitutional if they're done the right way. And the key is that these are privately funded and privately sponsored nativity scenes that really amount to free speech on the part of private citizens in what we would call a traditional or designated public forum. And the way you prove a public forum is that you find if in fact, and which is more often than not true, that political rallies are held in these Capitol rotundas or on the Capitol steps all around the country. And, you know, our First Amendment law is really pretty clear about it. If you allow somebody to get up in their soapbox and proclaim their politics, well, you cannot discriminate against another citizen who gets up in his or her soapbox and preaches his or her religious faith. In both cases, the content of the speech, whatever it may be, is free speech, and as such, protected by our Constitution. So it's the denial of free speech that is wrong, and not the denial of folks who want to put up a nativity scene, which is a kind of symbolic speech, very powerful speech, and it ought to be promoted.
Okay, now, this radio studio is located in Fort Lauderdale, Florida. You're in Chicago, but not too far from here is Boca Raton, Florida. And just recently there was controversy because some Satanist group or something put up at Christmas time, and that's what it's called, Christmas time, let's be honest. Anyway, they put up a satanic display, and as you can imagine, some people are up in arms about this. Is that constitutional? How does that work?
Well, unfortunately, when you say you can't discriminate against the content of free speech, it works both ways. So what the other side has done is to claim their own free speech rights and to put up satanic exhibits, as in Boca Raton, translated in English, by the way, Boca Raton means rat's mouth. So I've always loved the sound of Boca Raton as a wonderful resort community, but the meaning of it in English is not so nice. So it's maybe that drew the Satanists there. But, you know, and that's just a drawback to a free speech doctrine.
Yeah.
And there are two ways to respond to this. One is to say, and that's to give in to the Satanists, well, then we don't want to have our nativity scene there at all. On the other hand, another response is that what does the satanic display stand for? It's the antithesis of what the nativity stands for. And frankly, if there's a contrast here, it ought to be resolved in our favor. And Satanism stands for doing evil, doing harm to people, human sacrifice, and so forth. This casts into sharp relief, you know, what the core of our Christian faith is, which is, you know, the fact that God gave up his only given son to save and redeem the world, an act of selfless sacrifice. I think we come across in that comparison very well.
So, in other words, if I hear you right, they're both constitutional, and the irony is that so often the Christian symbol and the Christian speech is the one that is censored in today's politically correct milieu.
Well, that is true, and therefore that's why I think we ought to the extent we're able to tolerate the satanic folks, because you know what, they'll lose interest.
Yeah.
They really don't want to preach Satanism. They just want to
poke us
try
in the eyes
and frustrate Christians who yeah. then say, and this is what happened in Tallahassee, the capital in Florida. We had a nativity scene there, but they put up a satanic exhibit, and the folks who were sponsoring the nativity scene were so disgusted with the satanic exhibit, they dropped the nativity. So there is no nativity scene in Florida right. anymore, at least, not in the last couple of years.
Go ahead.
There are solutions, Jerry, and we're advocating that authorities take reasonable steps, which is allowed under law to schedule exhibits, so there isn't this awful clash at the same time. Hmm. Why can't the satanic people, be up at a time other than the nativity scene, especially at Christmas time?
Sure, like maybe October 31st. I mean, I have just a thought.
Yeah, that's
yeah.
Right.
Now,
right.
Has your group, the Thomas More Society, have you had to go into court at all, or have you had to issue out, lawyer-sounding letters, legal letters in reference to nativity scenes?
Yes, but we've had we do a lot of letter writing. I mean, we're just the lawyers. The group we represent, called the American Nativity Scene Committee, based in Chicago, and of course there are local folks with whom they work. They're blessed to have a benefactor who anonymously provides nativity sets to anybody who will agree to put them up and take care of them in any public space.
Anywhere in the country?
Designated. I'm sorry?
Anywhere in the country? Or just in Chicago?
Anywhere in the country. And so far, they've set out about over 100 sets annually over the last several years.
Wow.
And of course, the focus, we'd like to put them in every state capital. Frankly, we run out of time, but so far we've got them in about 10 to 15. But yes, we've been in court a couple of times, but not as often as you might think. Usually when we point out the relevant law, the authorities back off and say, oh, yeah, you got a good point there. It's free speech, and we're not against that.
Yeah.
And so we get them up. We're now trying to get one up in the Boston State House, where they have a menorah every year, but they don't have a nativity scene, and we'll see how that goes. We may end up in court in Boston next week, we hope they'll allow it. They haven't had one, and they said when our client went up to them and asked, they said, "Well, that's religious. We don't allow that." In Boston, no less, where the fire, I could just see what John Adams and the other Bostonians, John Hancock, from the founding era would have thought of that. That's why Boston exists, because of the folks who came over from overseas seeking religious liberty there.
It's a city founded by the Puritans. John Winthrop is the one who gave that famous speech that Ronald Reagan loved to quote about, we shall be as a city on a hill. That's when he was right on his way, 1630, to found Boston and the Massachusetts colony. But now, continuing with the theme of nativity scenes, didn't the Supreme Court in the early 1980s, speaking of Reagan, it happened when he was a president, didn't they have a decision out of Pawtucket, Rhode Island, speaking of New England?
Yes.
And explain that, because earlier you were talking about free speech. But I think in the Pawtucket, Rhode Island case, they were saying this is not even a violation of the Establishment Clause if there are secular symbols surrounding this. Comment on that.
Well, the difference here that's crucial is between government speech, that is a nativity scene put up by the government, and private speech sponsored and funded by private citizens like you and I and other ordinary folk who don't wield the reins of power for the county, the city, the town, the village, or the state. And that amounts to government speech when, I guess, for example, in Boston, we have pictures of a huge nativity scene that was up in the 50s, back in my era, in front of the lawn in front of the State House, including I thought it was charming. There must have been a warm day there. A herd of sheep.
Oh, wow.
On the Boston lawn. They had a touch of realism to the nativity scene with guys dressed up as shepherds carrying staffs. But government, of course, cannot and shouldn't. We want to keep government out of religion. It's bad for religion to have government running things. And unfortunately, a lot of those nativity scenes were struck down. And then the court came up with this notion that if it's for a secular purpose, not a religious purpose, you could have a government nativity, but it has to be surrounded by Santa Claus, reindeer, in other words, other secular holiday objects. And then, of course, that totally dilutes the meaning of the nativity, which is something that is far more important than gifts at Christmas or sure. reindeer or Santa Claus or Christmas trees. You know, they call them holiday trees in the wrong spots. The nativity we have down in the Springfield State House, in the capital of the state of Illinois, a beautiful nativity scene. We were given permission finally to put it up in an alcove off the rotunda, but a wonderful, generous donor came along and bought an Italian set that's just gorgeous. And when the people who take care of the rotunda saw that set, plus a stable that a carpenter had built, they were so impressed, they moved it right to the center of the rotunda.
Oh, wow.
Next to the holiday tree.
Okay, so wait, I'm a little confused here, though. Okay, so the Pawtucket, Rhode Island decision of the Supreme Court was saying that if you have this nativity scene and it's surrounded by all these secular symbols, that's fine even on government property. Is that correct? And then
that's
what
correct.
You're saying
if your purpose is secular, not religious.
Well, but a nativity scene by definition is religious. Otherwise, I mean, if it's truly Jesus and the baby Jesus and Mary Mother Mary, you know, et cetera.
Sure. I mean, it's kind of a fiction, isn't it? But that's somehow how the courts operate.
Yeah.
They say that you know, the only reason you're putting this up is because as the government, you want to appeal to everybody. And that's a secular purpose, as if you're trying to get votes, you know, the next election.
All right, but going back to this.
You don't really believe in this.
All right, so going back.
Putting it up because.
Yeah, and going back to this example with the Illinois state capitol, that's not privately owned property right in the middle of the rotunda, correct?
No, this is public property, but it's like a sidewalk outside an abortion.
Oh, I see. Oh, I see. So it is part of
it's a public forum.
A public forum.
We call it a traditional or designated public forum. And you know, our argument is they have political rallies there. You know, the teachers'
right.
union, this construction union, they come down there to advocate for higher wages and a political result. And as I said earlier, you know, if you're allowed to advocate for anything, you're allowed to advocate for your religion.
So this is really interesting, because when you get down to it, Mr. Brekka, it really boils down to all this anti-nativity scene here and anti-nativity scene there is unconstitutional on many fronts, not just the one front. And I think that's fascinating. And recapping our top story here, you also said there's an anonymous donor who now is willing to fund throughout the country. How would people get information about that?
Well, the American Nativity Scene Committee has a website.
American Nativity?
American Nativity Scene Committee.
Committee. Okay. And your website is
thomasmooresociety.org.
Okay. So anybody could get more information about the whole nativity conflict, including
absolutely.
This American Nativity Scene Committee. I like that. Yeah, go ahead.
Yes. Well, I was going to say it's their benefactor, and the benefactor will have the set manufactured and send it, ship it free of charge, on the agreement of the recipient to receive it, put it in a public forum in any town, village, or hamlet, or a state capital, And, you know, we'll provide legal defense if that's an issue.
Wow.
And they have to get a carpenter to build a stable, but carpenters will be honored to do that.
Yes.
If you just, you know, it could be up for a period of days, or sometimes, like in Missouri, they don't allow anything overnight. So you put it up and have a ceremony, bring choirs, have a preacher or two, and it's a wonderful ceremony. Then take it down, save it till next year, and come back the next year. And yes, you're right. The tables are turned. When they deny you, then we have a right to sue them.
Mm.
You know, if in fact you prove that there is a public forum, that there are public speakers and rallies and so forth allowed there.
Excellent.
That's the premise.
All right, sir. Well, maybe... since, you know, we're closing around the time of Christmas, let me just say Merry Christmas to you. Thank you so much for being with us, Mr. Greco.
Too.
Okay,
Blessed
God bless
Christmas
you now.
And a joyous New Year.
You too.
Bye-bye, Jerry.
Thank you now. Bye-bye.